There's no way that was supposed to sound that way, right?
What did it sound like?
What the fuck just happened?
What did it sound like? I don't know what you guys heard. It sounded normal to me. And it sounded normal to the kids, too.
Chat, or live people watching right now, patreon.com/kindoffunny. You will be the deciding factor if the jingle sounded. It sounded fine. Mike L says it sounded fine.
Yeah, there you
that
go.
Was just on
hold
us.
On, wavelength.
The audio gremlin inside of your computer continues today.
It's fighting back. Yeah, it's fighting back hard.
It has to. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
What's going on? I'm having a Greg Miller moment right now, Greg.
I can be honest, I've never been more proud than to look over and see you distracted holding a PlayStation 5 controller. That just means my work here is done, Andy.
I love
Take
it.
Take your
I'm
PC,
in.
Turn it sideways, and shove it straight up your candy ass. We don't need it anymore.
Straight up the two shoot. Yeah, I'm just downloading some stuff for the stream we have tomorrow. I got to re-download Predator Hunting Grounds and some of the stuff that's going with that. But I literally was like, this makes me think of you now, Greg. Every time I hold this beautiful, white, slightly heavy controller that I didn't realize had haptics until I started playing Hitman last night, I was like, my controller is broken. And then I went online and I was like, oh, it's not broken. It's not broken at all.
You're so old.
Man, what a gamer. What a gamer. Speaking of gamers, he's the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globetrotting, headshotting, nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Pleasure to be here, Greg. I love seeing your face. I love seeing that shirt. You look great in pink.
Thank you. I agree, too. Of course, left, right. You know, don't listen to Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed. Clown. Couldn't even stay for a whole podcast last week. Clown. Get out of here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
He's got a brand new haircut. He's Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one at Tim Gettys.
That's the most. Pleasure to be here today with you guys. This is what's going to be thrilling for sure.
Where do you rank the haircut you have right now?
I don't even rank it. It's just, it's a means to an end. You know, I was looking, my brother walked in today and he saw me and he was just like,
Barb gave you a look on that one. It means to the end.
Well, here's the thing. Yesterday I was looking so bad. I told my brother, I was like, I look like the type of kid that like has like New Balance shoes. You know what I mean? And like wearing a championship shirt. And I'm not talking about champion in 2021. I'm talking about champion in like 1996, you know?
Yeah.
So to translate, I look like a loser. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm like, I need to get out of this right
Classes
now. I need to change this up.
I don't understand why you hated it so much. I thought you looked fine.
He looks great.
That's not a class thing.
Wait, I'm sorry. Full time out. We're talking about you look like a loser with the old haircut? Like before you cut your hair?
What he had yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I'm being honest, he looked like a complete total fuck up. Like he was a complete loser. And like I can say that because he knows it and I know it. And no one's going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to sit here. Like he knows this.
I look like the main character from Tokyo Drift. I don't want that.
No, you look way cooler than anybody. You looked like you could be Jason Bourne, you know? Where it's like that man, you walk up to him, he might be able to hurt you. Maybe. You know?
I'm putting out a challenge to
now
all the
it looks
listeners.
Weird.
Out
I don't
there.
Like it now.
Hold on, Andy's putting out a challenge, everybody.
When we do in review, obviously we have a lot of rankings. If you watched Batman in review. Oh my God, we had a lot of rankings, right? Rank the Batmobile, rank the Robin, Rock and Robin course, is what we called it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Tim had to cancel all those segments.
I'm Gonzo for Gordo, where we ranked all the Commissioner Gordons.
How's that shirt coming through?
Shirt's coming great. It's a lot of progress on it. A lot of progress on that t-shirt design. What I want the users to do is to look through the history of Kind of Funny and rank the Tim Gettys haircuts
into the Timverse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I like it. I like that.
Tim
that
to the
fun.
Universe into no, yeah, yeah.
You have to work on
into
that
Timverse.
Yeah,
into the Timverse is probably better. I will say what will probably rank last is where you got a haircut and one of the comments says, "I like Tim's hat."
His hat. Like that was the worst. That was definitely the worst. That was around Mario Maker 2's
That's
reveal
funny.
At some point.
Yeah,
I wonder why I remember that. The comments were so nice that day. So nice.
Here's the thing. Tim walked in with this haircut he hated. We didn't really give a shit, but it was our lovely audience that really pointed out the flaws in it. And we were like, damn, Tim, you know what? It's going to come back. And earlier, Tim's complaining about his hair. And I'm like, Nick, this fucking guy, dude, he's gay.
This guy.
You know, I mentioned, you know, the guy complaining about his Maserati. Like, you'd be happy with what you got. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
You're going to look good no matter what, dude.
Yeah.
Don't lie to him.
I appreciate that. I do appreciate it. Yeah, I'll let you go. Go for it, Greg.
And of course, rounding out our Pentagon. Is that Pent? What, Kevin? I usually say quartet for people. What's the five people?
Pentagon.
I said pentet.
Pentatonic.
A pentet.
Quinjet.
A Quinjet.
Rounding out our Quinjet. You know her from Rooster Teeth. You know her from Ruby. You know her from Always Open. We know her as the pun master. It's Barbara Dunkelman.
Hello. Hello, like Barbara. Controller, I'm also white and slightly heavy.
With weird haptics.
Does she remind you of haptics?
Barb, how are you? We haven't seen you in a long time because of this dang pandemic.
I know. And even this, I mean, getting to see you guys virtually is great, but it's not the same. I miss you guys.
The smell is amazing.
I'm good. You know, as good as one can probably be at this point in time. But all things considered, doing good.
So I feel like I might be out on a limb and might be incorrect, but I feel it in my bones that I'm right, that I haven't seen you since RTX 2019. Right?
That can't be right.
Isn't it? When did I come to Austin afterwards? Hardcore Monopoly was before then, wasn't it?
Did I not see you at like New York Comic Con or something in October?
No, we didn't do those.
No, we didn't do New York Comic Con that year. No. You're thinking of a couple ones before. So what
did
I need
I
then?
Come to San Francisco then?
No, you hate us.
Oh. Prom. Yeah. Was prom? No, prom was before.
Prom was like 2015, I feel.
2018.
Wow.
That's a good party, though.
So Barb, since you're the guest here, you are immediately put on the spot, and I need the three highlights, the best things that have happened, top three things in your life since I last saw you. Go.
Oh my God. Bought a house. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Nice. Since I saw you. That might have been, I think I've seen you since then, actually, but I'm still thinking about it. So that's
it. Counts. I'm counting.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Is it haunted?
Got promoted to creative director at Rooster Teeth. I don't know if that's since I saw
you. That counts. Yeah, we're counting it. That's two.
Pretty good. And didn't die this year. So.
Great.
Pretty good.
That's a good call. What a flex. Jesus.
So now tell me straight up, is the house haunted? Is the house haunted?
It's not. It's a kind of newer construction, so it's not had an opportunity to have anybody die in here yet.
Sure, yet.
Do you have any plans? You gonna haunt it up?
God, yeah, I hope so.
Do you get rights to that? Like, is that something that's in the contract when you're signing the mortgage? Like, I can haunt this if I'd like.
Yeah, I could, especially since it's a newer build, no one has signed that right yet. So, like, I would be the first. It's like a right of first refusal kind of thing.
Fantastic. Yeah.
How do you think buying a house works? You think so when she got the mortgage from the bank, she had to be like, I get first rights to haunt this.
No, I expect the realtor. I expect the realtor, like, it's a part of their bonus package. You know,
they run
like
through
you
the options. Yeah.
Yeah, you could get the reward zone points at Best Buy. Sure. And with this house, yes, you do have first rights to haunt it if you'd like, if you so choose to. Okay. Yeah.
I also appreciated earlier you called the listeners, viewers, users.
Oh.
Like we're an app or they're addicts. No, I'm not sure
it's
which.
Tron, man. It's like we're in Tron, the movie. They're all called the users. That's what it is.
What a good movie, right?
Barb, I'm really into this haunting idea. Yep. What would be your plan now that you have your house? Like, let's imagine you live a long, fulfilling life, but then eventually, you know, it's time to go. You leave, you die is where I'm getting at. Then this house, it's your job to haunt it. It's all you really have to do.
Right.
How do you haunt it?
I think it depends on who takes over the house, like if they're good people or bad people. If they're bad people, I'd probably do something to spook them anytime they're about to do something that brings them joy or pleasure in any sort of way. But ultimately, like, I like judging people. It's fun. I watch The Bachelor. I watch Love Island. I like watching people live their life and judging them silently from afar. So I'd probably just do that.
In this case, you don't have to judge them silently. You could like... Ooh.
Knock books off the shelves.
You could be audible, or like it's like when you play that ghost game. What's a ghost game? Phasmophobia.
Phasmophobia.
Where like
I was gonna say,
where there's like a couple of words like kill or you know
spirit.
There we go. That's
old, close, run.
Damn, you play a lot. Holy shit.
Yeah, I play a lot of.
You're gonna be good at this.
She's getting ready to haunt a house.
Yeah.
I'm also thinking of like I've been playing a lot of Among Us too, and like if you get killed in that game you become a little ghost character, and I'm just thinking that as a ghost in that game you still have to do your tasks, so I can't think of anything worse than dying and still having to like do your day job.
That's
the afterlife.
That's not fun. That's no fun.
Mm-mm. Now what I just sent to Kevin is something very important. And as you know, Tim, as my biographer, you know, I believe in kismet. I believe in fate. I believe in the stars aligning. You know what I mean?
Is Tim your biographer? He's your official biographer?
That's true, yeah. Okay. With a haircut like that, we'll know he's going to write about him. So I know he's got a free dance card to pay attention to me.
Right. Wow, okay.
Well, I thought Greg's reason was going to be, of course it's not going to be you, Nick, because like the story's going to be really negative and really... you're going to paint me in the worst light.
No, you know, it would... And Nick would actually be pretty great at it, because remember all the stories Nick starts to tell and he's like, you weren't even there. Like, that was our story that you're inserting yourself into.
If I got a chance to write your biography, it would largely be about me. It would be two pages dedicated to Greg Miller. 147 pages about me, and then Andy just a rough footnote. So many
misremembered facts. Yeah, we were talking about on today's stream how in every interview or in any moment ever, Nick will say, "Yeah, well, Tim, you were saying this right about this movie, and I had just said it, or Greg.
It'll
had just
never
said
be
it.
The right person. Never, not a single time will ever be attributed to the right person. Yeah.
It'll be like
sometimes it's him, sometimes he was the one like, that said it."
And back in the day, you know, we're talking about Greg's life and, you know, me, Tim, Kevin, Andy, Colin, Snowback, Mike, we started kind of funny. none of those are right.
Barb, listen, here's the deal with these jackals, okay? First off, this is all hyperbole. I have no problem with my memory. I just don't pay attention to them. That's the one thing that I don't care about.
Oh,
I just don't
think
care.
I don't know this? Nick, yeah. I know you.
I don't care what Andy has to say about freaking Warzone last week. Pops into my head, it's my thought. Because of my mouth, it's my thought.
If you think it, it's your thought. Yeah,
it's true. It's very true.
Do you guys talk to yourselves like when you're alone and doing stuff? Do you talk to yourself
all the time?
All the time.
Yeah.
All of you.
All the time.
No.
Do you understand the amount of times that I start laughing hysterically and Jen's like, "What are you thinking?" And it's because I'm podcasting in my head to myself.
In your head, absolutely. Though. Absolutely. Not like out loud.
Oh no, I'm not verbal. I mean, you know, sometimes you'd be stupid. You know what I mean? Something like that, but not like.
Yeah, I don't get this. So I've had this conversation with some people. Like, I've never once talked out loud to myself while I'm alone, and so many people do, and I'm like, what do you say when you're talking to yourself? And they're like, oh, I just narrate, like, all right, I'm gonna go get this over here and plug this in over there. Oh, that's not working, it's probably because of that, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is all in my head.
Yeah, me too. The only time that I'm making verbal noises when I'm alone is like if I'm like singing a song or some shit to myself. Yeah.
Or like, what Greg said, like, oh, stupid. Like, whatever.
Barb, do you live with Trevor?
I do.
Jesus, okay, get personal. Why don't you, Andy? Fuck, ask your blood type.
Well, I mean, the thing is, Greg says he doesn't talk to himself. He talks to himself in his head. When I would always be at an ex-girlfriend's house, I never spoke to myself, but I always talk to myself when I'm here alone. And so maybe it's a thing where you feel like it might be weird if your significant other hears you talking to yourself. But when I'm alone here, I'm talking to myself all the time. I am reciting lines as if they were lines in movies. I'm doing accents. I am pretending that I am, like, I'm always talking to myself, like, non-fucking.
When you're not on camera.
When I'm not on camera, yeah.
I've never done that. I lived alone from 18 to 28, and I never did that.
You have to understand, like, Tim, when you're pro content machines like me and Andy, you got to keep the muscle ready. You got to be ready for anything. You know? And I'm sure it must have been tough for Andy when he snuck into his ex-girlfriend's house that, like, not to talk. He didn't want to get caught. He didn't want her to see. But you understand, like, that's how it is.
She'll hear me in here, yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Like Tony Hawk, he's always doing kickflips whenever he's on tournaments, right? You cannot let the muscle go.
He's always doing
kickflips. Yeah.
You got to think of. I heard that about him, that he's always thinking about how.
Yeah, we saw. Remember that time?
G's are pulling him.
He was just pulling the kickflips. Just
He's always doing kickflips. At a funeral, I gotta be ready just in case.
Andy, after you left, after you were telling that Nick story, you were like, "All right, guys, I'm gonna leave. I'll see y'all later." Like maybe 10 seconds later. 10 seconds later, Nick's like, "Right, Andy? Right, Andy?" We're just like, Nick, he left. And he's like, "I bet he left."
Yeah, he fucking left.
Goddamn, got him. Got him. Good job.
Yeah, right. He did.
Fucking left.
Now, you know, a good here's a story for you. All right.
Here we go.
There we go.
A long time ago, in, I don't know, third, fourth grade, maybe. The Dream Machine came by my school. And what the Dream Machine was some fucking stupid presentation they put on in front of the kids, right? Where they come out and they do a little song and dance and they play a song. I don't know. There's something you learn. I don't know if it was local. I don't know if it was national, but it was teaching me something, right? And they were going through these slides or some shit about, I don't even know what anymore. This part of the story doesn't matter. But they showed something that was all like charred or whatever. And they asked the kids like what it was or whatever, right? And I remember turning to my friend and going, it looks like my mom's meatloaf, as a joke. My mom obviously made great meatloaf. I actually hate meatloaf, but I'm sure it was fine. And it got a good chuckle out of my friend, right? And this is where I learned something, Nick. What is great comedy all about?
Timing.
I had this kid cutting up in stitches over here. You know what I mean? He's having a good old laugh or whatever. And so I raised my hand to say it to the greater gathering of my school, and they didn't call on me. And so they went on to two other examples. And so I raised my hand for like two examples later. And I literally was like, I got nothing to say about this thing. But the one 2 months ago looked like my mom's meatloaf, right? Not a fucking laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I blew it. That's where I learned it.
Yeah.
And so right now,
you learned.
You learned your lesson.
Right now, we're back in the present. Now, right here in the podcast, there's that moment of, do I pull up? Is it not funny anymore? But I'm still going to commit to it.
Okay. Go for it.
Sure.
Tim, as my biographer, you know I believe in kismet. Mm-hmm. You know, the stars aligning. And here we are talking about Barbara Dunkelman haunting her house when she dies from nail polish remover. And sorry, that's how it's going to go. That's how
she drinks a gallon of it. Yeah.
No,
she slips on it, breaks her neck.
He saw your nails and had to go somewhere. So,
yeah.
Tim, this is why you're the biographer. You understand what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Tim, what am I thinking right now?
Tim thinks that jokes just come out of nowhere. Tim thinks that comedians, do they just reach up and you got to look at your environment, Tim. That's where you get inspiration from.
Tim is the worst person because Tim, you go to Vegas with him, you go see a great magic show, and he's just like, the card was in his left hand.
He just wants to fucking ruin it for everyone.
Fucking guy. Tony Hawk.
He doesn't want to be bamboozled.
Nick. Tony Hawk is always kick flipping, Tim.
My bad.
Always kick flipping.
We understand where you're going. All right. Here we are talking about Barb being a ghost and haunting, and I want you to know that today, slashfilm.com had this article, Ghostbusters Afterlife reveals Muncher, one of the film's new ghost characters. There's bound to be a bunch of new ghosts in Ghostbusters Afterlife, but we only saw one for a split second in the trailer. Now, our first detailed look at this new creepy critter comes from an unconventional means, via a recent episode of MasterChef Junior Spain. 12 months of a devastating... resulted in some strange first look reveals as cross promotional tie-ins start to filter out before the major movies themselves can actually make their way to theaters. Ghostbusters Afterlife is the latest victim of the strange circumstances. Ghostbusters News spotted the slimy new specter that will terrorize the kids of Somerville, Oklahoma in Ghostbusters Afterlife in a recent episode of MasterChef Junior in Spain, where a Ghostbusters theme episode brought a pool of blue slime and life-size replicas of the Ecto-1 to the set. And of course, the new ghost named Muncher. Tim, a blue blob-like monster with six limbs and an uncanny resemblance to Slimer from the 1984's Ghostbusters, Muncher looks slightly more friendlier than the original Ghostbusters monster, but no less gross. While we don't have a look at Muncher in the action of the film yet, there are several good full-body shots of the ghost in this episode, along with lots of kids playing in slime.
I'm going to stop you right here as your biographer. I have a lot of questions, but my first question is... So you start this podcast off, right? You do the introductions. We got introduced. We start talking about Barb being scaring her house and all this stuff.
Dead, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You start talking about kismet. You start talking about all this. We keep going. We then go back because we're going somewhere. Because you want me to be your biographer. We've now met this pudgy fellow.
Yeah.
You keep going. You read a paragraph for way too long. You call me out. And I expect that's going to connect the dots for what you want me to biograph about you. But no, you just continue reading the press release.
Yeah. Well, this is slashfilm.com. But what's important here is no. All I needed you for in the biographer section was that I believe in kismet. That was the end of your part. That was it.
Let's bring up his name again.
But then you bring it back.
Oh, well, that's just because I'm telling you stuff now. Now just I'm just me. Your friend. Okay. Now I'm just your Ghostbuster fan.
You just
friend.
Want to make sure that I'm up on the Ghostbusters Afterlife marketing material that's not going to time with the movie because
right.
of COVID.
You nailed it. That's exactly where I'm at.
It
you know
sounded
I mean?
Like maybe he noticed Tim was drifting off, and he was like, Tim?
I
was all in. Are you kidding me? I was waiting to know what I had to write down. I don't write.
So that's where we're at. Is I want everybody right now 1 to 10 to rate what they see here for Muncher. Andy, go first.
Oh, I gotta open the stream.
He looks like the worm from A Bug's Life.
Sure. Okay. Yes, he does. He does.
You know.
But like,
that's why
sad.
I take issue with so much this sadder. Write-up from. Koi Tran Bui, who says a blue blob-like monster with six limbs, an uncanny resemblance to Slimer. All right, he's a ghost with a bulbous head. He doesn't look like Slimer.
He looks like Slimer.
Nick, I'd expect this kind of shit from Kevin. You're gonna tell me that looks exactly like Slimer?
I'm not saying
Slimer, who has two arms.
Oh my god,
that thing looks more like Emperor Palpatine than yeah. Slimer.
No, he
and this is why Tim's a biographer.
He reminds me of how Miyazaki would draw like an old lady in a cartoon anime.
Yeah,
you know, like an old lady would look like this for some reason, and she would be sort of the inspiration for the main character to go out and fucking fly a broomstick. You know,
I feel like this looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Dad. Like this is his okay. dad, older and bluer.
Yeah. Grandfather.
They turn
yeah,
they
yeah,
turn
yeah.
blue when they get old. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It's true. It's what happens to marshmallows.
Mm-hmm. Now I understand that a lot of you have lost appreciation for the written word, like Tim Geddes. But I will continue with this slash
Wait,
film.
Isn't and he
I
your biographer? Because he's.
God,
I'm confused. I'm so
I never
confused.
Said it was a written biography. I never said it was written biography.
Oh, it's going to be like an oral history of Greg Miller as told by Tim Geddes on a podcast. Is that what it is?
Muncher already has another promotional tie-in with Hostess, which is launching a line of Twinkies inspired by the Blue Ghost. Mm. The new Ghostbuster Muncher Madness Twinkies consists of golden sponge cake with a blue fruit-flavored cream filling.
Ooh.
Each box consists of 10 or individually wrapped cakes. I'm, of course, all in for this. I love a good Twinkie. You
Where's
know what I mean?
I
thought about this the other day. It's blue raspberry, they said.
It doesn't look like him, Kevin. Like, if you're thinking mm-hmm. the feelings come out of his asshole.
Yeah, like, is he shitting these little things? Well, I was thinking someone else, but it doesn't matter.
Damn,
here's a quote, though, I want. This is in an article printed on slashfilm.com, my number one news source for news. Quote, Hostess Ghostbusters Twinkies need no introduction. Live your mostess with one sweet bite at a time of creamy, cakey, golden goodness. These treats aren't just for dessert. They're perfect for picking up on your way out the door or grabbing one to enjoy.
Why are you laughing?
Quiet moment.
Why are you laughing?
Because it looked like it was going to be a quote from like either the Ghostbusters or from the Twinkie like CEO. And it has live your mostess. And then also they're talking like this is some kind of a supplement you eat. Like, these treats aren't just for dessert. They're perfect for picking up on your way out the door. Calm
like
down,
a protein
everybody.
Bar?
Yeah, exactly. That's not a protein. Barb, you yeah. work out and do stuff. You wouldn't grab a Twinkie right before you went rock climbing or throwing axes or anything. You wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't do that. But for some reason, I've heard that chocolate milk is a really good thing to have after mm-hmm. a workout.
Absolutely.
Because it has like the perfect blend of nutrients and sugar and
you get dark chocolate.
I think you're thinking of Nesquik.
So
that's why
maybe
the rabbit
there's nothing wrong with having a Twinkie before a workout. I mean, I haven't asked science about it.
That sounds awful. That sounds like a terrible thing to do. Because I think of the other day we played video games with Snowbike Mike, and he was like, Andy, I'm ready to go. I'm psyched up. I just had 2 glasses of chocolate milk. So my energy levels are back up. And in the back of my head, I was like, I don't think that's a smart idea. Sure enough, sugar crash immediately.
Power down.
The guy was like powered down 5 minutes later. It was not a smart decision.
I think that's more of an example of Mike powering down too quickly. You know, he can't maintain it is what I'm saying.
Yeah, go ahead, Barb.
Before we get too far away from chocolate milk, I've had this debate on the RT podcast before, and I want to get y'all's opinion on this. Chocolate milk. Do you put the emphasis chocolate milk, chocolate milk? What do you put the emphasis on when you say it?
Number chocolate two. Milk.
Two. Yeah, number two.
Yeah, two. Chocolate milk.
You go chocolate milk. Milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I say chocolate milk because it's the qualifying factor of the milk.
Yeah. No, sure. I think, Barb, let me clarify. You're right. But we're all, we say it the wrong way. We should change. This is our fault, not yours.
Because
you're absolutely right. See, if you said, that's like saying milk. Right, you're like, yeah, we get it. Why are you trying to put so much emphasis on the milk? We're just eating milk. Chocolate milk. Like, what are you, why are you trying to flex on the milk part, dude? Just like, see, what I think you're doing is you're saying chocolate milk. You're saying, listen, I get it. I'm putting fucking chocolate in milk. This is not something that you should do as an adult, but we do it every once in a while. Have I seen Kevin do it at the studio? Yeah. Am I jealous when he does it? Yeah. Should we order some pizza when Kevin does it? We all eat chocolate milk and drink pizza together? Oh, whatever. Yeah, flip
them. Let's
do that. Yep. Who cares? Yeah. Who cares?
Hold on. I think I have the response. Like, I think it's because, at least for me, I put the emphasis on the milk part because, like, when my mom's like, what are you doing? And it's like, well, I'm drinking milk, mom. You know? Like, that's what I'm trying to convey. Mom. I'm drinking milk, you know?
So the chocolate is more subtle.
I'm not trying to put a lot of attention. It's not a dessert. I'm having something nutritious for my bones, you know?
Do you say it quietly, Kevin? Like, Ma, I'm drinking chocolate milk.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Greg from Kinda Funny.
Yes, Greg Miller.
When's the last time anybody drank a glass of regular milk? Just milk. And you can include chocolate milk, but either way, I don't know.
Probably 15 years.
Years.
You say yesterday, Barb?
Yeah, me and Trevor still drink milk all the time. I get lactose-free milk. He gets like regular, sometimes whole milk.
And you're just drinking this like you're watching TV at night, or is it a morning thing? Or?
No, it's for me. I have it with like dessert or cereal or whatever like that. Trevor will have it with dinner. He'll have like a glass of milk with dinner. I think that's just like a good way to get more protein, more calories.
Okay, that's a little odd.
with dessert, like
you,
that's,
I'm with you.
Yeah,
lost me.
Last night I had a piece of brownie and had a big old thing of milk. But it's great with
chocolate.
With lunch,
I think if the milk intake is too much for Kevin, it's too much, Barb. Like you need to I think he is the deciding factor on what's too much. And if he says it's too much, I think it's too much. Barb, I do see your point though with the emphasis thing with the chocolate milk. Because I have the same problem whenever people end sentences that are exciting questions. How do you end an exciting question? Grammar wise,
punctuation
wise, yes.
See, me and Greg have got into this before.
Oh, a question mark, exclamation point after the question mark.
That is correct. That is how the AP style guide wants you to do it, Tim.
Yes,
that is the way to do it.
But I disagree
because
I'm always more about the exclamation. The question come later. Most of the time, rhetorical question.
It's a question. I need to know it's a question first off.
It's just one character later. Like, I think you'll be okay. People read as a whole.
I won't, though.
What
dude.
You should do is exclamation point, ellipses, question mark.
See, I understand at that point, then we're getting a little crazy. Where
how
you
is
have
that
to,
read
you
out?
Do you want to go to the park?
With someone going, afterwards, didn't quite say anything, but they just.
It has to be question mark first. Yeah, that it has to be because if it's a normal question, it's a fucking question mark. If it's an exciting question, you got to put the exclamation point to signify that this question, super exciting. We're really excited about this.
But taking the logic of the chocolate milk thing, which I understand where Barb's coming from, even though it's just like, that's not how we say these things. Like in the same way that it's correctly GIF, get the fuck out of here. It's a GIF. Let's leave it at that. But when we're talking about like cars, defining a car, red car, fast car, which one would get more emphasis? Do either?
That's a fast car.
That's a red car.
That's a red car.
I guess it depends. Like, if I'm like, do you want strawberry milk or chocolate milk? Rather than like, do you want chocolate milk or chocolate cookies? You know, it's like, I guess it depends on what.
You bringing up the strawberry milk is interesting too, because that clearly you would put the emphasis on the chocolate or strawberry. Because it's the difference between those two things.
Right.
But just chocolate milk on its own, I feel it's different enough for milk.
It messes you up.
It's different enough for milk.
It just makes you think of Michael Scott in The Office drinking sugar milk. Oh, you're drinking coffee? Yeah, I'll take some. All right, do you want some sugar? Yeah. Like, oh, it's only milk. You just put sugar in milk. He's like, yep, drink one every morning.
See, that makes sense to me, though, because let's be honest, what sugar milk is really is just that. It's just the end of the cereal. It's the end of the Frosted Flakes, right? It's
tasty.
It's that pot of gold at the end of the cereal rainbow. And if I'm not making, I mean, I don't love The Office, as I have mentioned multiple times, but I would absolutely pour some sugar into milk and just drink it. Absolutely.
Dude, the frosting flake milk at the end of the bowl.
That's amazing.
Is
the best.
A treat. That's one of the. That's probably the one way that I would drink milk now. Because again, like you, Barb, I am lactose intolerant, and also there's just not a whole lot of room in my fridge. I'll buy a couple sodas and like put some sodas in there, but for the most part, you know, my roommates kind of have dominance over the fridge situation. And so I can't imagine. I guess maybe I could buy a little tiny carton, a little tiny thing.
They get a milk chug. Remember those? There was a milk campaign to give you little chugs. And like that, you know.
They're trying to
make chug-a-lug. Remember the song?
Makes me want to sing hidey-ho.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
Feed your stomach on the go. Chug-a-lug,
why?
Chug-a-lug.
Why?
I thought you made it up. Now I don't know if you're making it up.
That's a real commercial. I'll find it for you.
Why? Why did you dedicate some of your valuable memory to memorizing the words from that fucking commercial? This is what you guys let this shit slide with Greg. And I just want you to know, like,
this is why you're not my biographer. You judge me and I don't like it.
Yeah, we need to paint Greg in a positive light when he's dead.
About time.
And Nick will not do it. I will say though, Greg's memories, it really reminds me, you know, we all had a Signs watch along, Barb. We all watched the movie Signs recently for real reason.
For just fun or for content?
For fun. Blessing hadn't seen it, so we were like, let's just watch Signs. Blessing hasn't seen it. So we all had a little watch along. It was fun. And at the end, the spoilers, we find out that Mel Gibson's wife, as she's dying, her brain is firing off random memories. Right. And she says, swing away, Meryl, because her memory great went time. Back to a game where she's at a baseball game watching her son play. What is Greg's memory going to be when
I'm kicking
dying,
the bucket, when I'm slipping away?
Yeah, his brain is firing off and like, memories are going to use?
Andy, I know exactly what he's going to do.
Kevin, Andy, I just sent you the Chug-A-Lug commercial and I haven't watched it in, it's 1990, so I haven't watched it in 3 decades. Let's get that ready for me.
Andy, what's going to happen is Greg's going to be pinned into the tree, right? Of course, I'm going to be there, right? Because Greg's best
You're
friend.
With me? You're with me absolutely. For my little moments? All right.
And, and he's going to say, Nick. And I said, yeah. He goes, take care of cool Greg. God. I was like, I'll take care of cool Greg. Don't worry about it. And then he's going to go like this. He's going to go, get your phone out. And I'm going to get my phone out. And he's going to go, call Andy. And I'm going to call you. And of course, you're not going to answer because you never answer.
Never answers.
And then it's going to go. And then I'm going to be like, are you going to leave a voicemail? And he goes, shh. Do you know where the devil is? And that's it. That's all it's going to be.
I'll tell you what's really going to happen if you want. Of course, Kevin, I love that you're prepping this commercial. I'm proud of you. What's going to happen is I would say you're almost there. You're missing, of course, a crucial moment in my life and your life, Nick, from Man of Steel. Because what I would tell you to do is get out your phone, right? Look at Andy, he hates me. I'd say, get out your phone, right? And then you'd say, all right, I'm recording. And I would go like, and then you'd take it to Andy and say, like, oh, listen, and they play it on the podcast, be like, it was just nonsense. And then in reality, what it would be like is very similar to how Jor-El and Lara took the codex of Krypton and put it into Kal-El. And he was the living skull, remember? It would be the thing, you'd put it out in there, skull, and kids would go in and they'd find so many different thoughts and Chug-A-Lug commercials layered on top of each other.
So basically, to take it back to a reference that I can understand because I'm old, you're basically going to do the Spock thing, remember? And you're going to imprint all of your memories into Andy, and then Andy some way is going to just know all the lyrics to every goddamn mid-2000s.
Not exactly what I just described, but sure, that's one version.
I feel like that's fine.
In you.
If you want it to be like Cyberpunk, yeah, you can take my consciousness, you can override me into Andy's body.
Andy,
can you imagine?
God, Andy,
can you imagine a mind this limitless in a body like that, ready to do Ambolina? It would suck to be slower in the United States. That would be the one downside of taking over Andy's body.
It is unfortunate.
But Barbara has no idea what that means. We're going to explain this to every guest that we have.
No, we know. We just don't. It doesn't need to. It doesn't need to be explained. I'm fast. That's all they need to know. And so,
Barbara,
Greg is very fast.
I ran a foot race. I ran a foot race against Greg at RTX London, and I destroyed him, but he thinks I only destroyed him because we were in London. He thinks that in America, he would be faster than me.
Yeah, well, it's a different time zone. Stray in the opposite way.
Exactly. Thank you, Barb. Do we have the
Chug-A-Lug? I would just somehow run backwards.
Oh, yeah. We've had that ready for a while.
Let's watch Chug-A-Lug commercial. See if because remember I said Chug-A-Lug makes you want to sing Heidi, holler,
makes
holler,
you
Heidi Ho,
hug-a-pug,
feed your stomach on the go, Chug-A-Lug.
I remember
how do you
this.
Know, oh my
Tim,
lord, I do remember
Tim,
this.
Fuck, how does he fucking know these things?
Oh, the fuck, the music's not coming through. How do we get that?
Chillax.
I can.
It's also really quiet if we get
more. Yeah, I mean, it's really quiet on the video, is what it is.
Greg gave it to them already. They know what it sounds like.
Because I nailed it. I got it. Crushed it.
So I don't remember this commercial or song.
But you remember Milk Jugs.
The Milk Jugs for sure.
Yeah.
I've drank so many of these. Hundreds.
I've seen Kevin drink one of those. Literally. Yeah. I'm not even making that up.
Oh, look, and they have all the different flavors. Like
I remember these because I remember the top being really gratifying to twist off because there's such that thick, like, knobby top.
Nick.
Knobby what? Top.
Well, yeah, like, no, it's got,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
a...
You know what he's talking about? It's really thick and very knobby-like. It's almost it's a doorknob.
We can move on from past the chug-a-lug thing because I really... I think we brought up sort of an interesting idea that what would you do if you had somebody on this podcast, if you had their consciousness in your mind, if you had everything they know in your mind, you sort of took all their ideas and all their thoughts, but also all their knowledge. And with Greg, if I had Greg's consciousness in my mind, I'd be so soaked because I could cook. I would have the ability to cook now.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I would know, obviously, all these stupid ass lyrics and songs and stuff, but I would also know track number 8 on the Collective Soul album from 1994, you know.
Oh, heaven, let your light shine down.
There's no way it was that deep. There's
I'm
no
gonna let deep. It shine. I'm gonna let it shine.
Yeah, good.
I would like, Andy, that's a great question. What I would like is your consciousness in my mind, and I would like your ability to play Warzone like you do, because you're very good at that game.
Ooh, so
and then I would immediately start a channel called Turbo Rifle. And I would just start fucking every night to stream and just grind it on that stream, bro.
Just grinding it out, dude. Grinding it out. Yeah. You wouldn't use like maybe my ability to play guitar or
no, God.
Dude, that's what I would do.
I don't need
if
that.
If I had Andy. I want
Angelina, yeah.
Yeah.
Greg Miller. My question is this. You're talking about putting the consciousness in the brain. Is it like Cyberpunk where like I also see you? Like you're there?
Sure. Yeah.
You
know what? I don't want Greg haunting me. I don't want to see
exactly.
You don't want Greg in your head.
No.
I'm a considerate roommate. So like I feel like I would, you know, we would come up with rules pretty quick on what I would do and stuff.
What sure, just be let me ask you a question, Greg. What are some of Lucy's rules for Greg Miller?
Well, I mean, there are no rules. You know what I mean?
We'll come up with rules real fast, but you know
you cannot be tamed.
Well, I mean, like, it's common, you know, I ask before I go in, or I knock and ask if I can go in a room if I gotta get something out of the closet, you know, when I was like busting in, I put mail underneath the door.
What?
And when she got mail, I put the mail under her door.
You said, like you said, mail.
I heard mail.
You saw this tweet the other day, right? Where there was the other day, like I'm a considerate enough roommate that the other day I was in the kitchen waiting for my coffee to get done. And I saw a potato. And then I thought about putting the potato on Lucy's doorknob. To her bathroom so that when she opened the door the potato would fall and she'd get scared, and then I stopped myself and I thought it was really funny, but I stopped myself because I'm an adult and I didn't want the potato to fall on Portillo, so I was like, this is the easiest way to stop that.
Yeah,
now do another reality, I don't have Portillo. Yeah, I put the potato on the door,
cut the potato in half, hollow it out, put the potato on the doorknob on either side, so it's like a doorknob handle.
Potato knob, yes.
Combine all the ideas. I love it.
But again, it's still going to fall 140.
Could you imagine if you could somehow bake the potato, like get it really soft, then sculpt it into the exact shape and color and size of the doorknobs that when Lucy went to open the door, she went and just smushed in her hands. And then she was like, I can't get out of this bathroom now. I'm stuck in this bathroom.
I just love the idea that one day, one of us, and I hope that it's Kevin, is going to just be like, they'll be moving into some new house, and then they like go, they stay there first night, they go to the bathroom, they go to the touch the doorknob, and they grab a potato.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's a little, it's wet, and they're like, why is this covered in mayonnaise? And then they're going to realize Barb's hauntings went real well, and she's making her way around America now. Hopefully, the globe's the next stop, but that will be
fine print
her call
in that contract.
Yeah.
Do you think like ghosts? Could like, do you think they have to travel at normal human speed, or could they just be anywhere they want?
Thank you, Barb. I've been wondering this forever. Like,
thought about this?
Are you constrained to the boundaries of the house? Are there
like, do
rules
I have to
in
find
the ghost
a flight
world
going to San Francisco?
Yeah.
Spirit Airlines. Yeah.
like to go home.
Wow. Ah, very good.
Airlines. That was good. That was really good.
Airlines.
Oh.
Here's what I'll say.
Like, yeah, that's an airline.
Hauntings are haunting things, right? Like they're haunting a place or a person. So that's what's binding you to the thing. You have unfinished business with that place or person. Like, so that's what it is.
But not all ghosts are. Not all ghosts have that vibe, right? Not all spirits are malicious. And I have.
I didn't say a haunting. I didn't say a haunting was a malicious act, Andy. Interesting, you think that way. Bill and Betty next door in their old house before they lived next to me and my parents, they had a ghost that lived in their old attic that would go up in
how many toes?
I don't know. No. This is three-toed Billy or whatever that was. One-eyed Betty and three-toed Billy. No. There was some steamer trunk they had up in the place with riding boots in it, and they'd hear those clomping around up there. And that ghost was never there to hurt nobody. She just wanted to ride.
A ghost horse, too.
Well, now I think she just put on the boots and then, you know, couldn't go anywhere. She was haunting the house.
Greg?
Like, legitimately?
What did you say?
Do you believe in ghosts legitimately? Like, you guys?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. Not really.
Not either.
Yeah. But I'll say this. Andy, to answer your question, have you seen the movie It Follows?
It was on in a bar one time.
Maybe it was Barb's question. I can't remember who asked it now. Now I'm playing right into that joke. The ghost has to follow the person. So if the person drives like 500 miles away, it takes the ghost a long time to catch up, but they eventually catch up. And so no matter where you go, no matter what you do, the ghost will be there, but it'll just follow. It'll eventually follow you. And it just walks slowly. So when they look back behind themselves, they just see the ghost like walking at their pace. It's fucking terrifying. It's really good.
That's really awful.
What if you go like across the ocean?
You know, a lot of people ask that question.
Walk under the water like geez. What's the one after Day of the Dead? That what they do it there.
Dawn of the Dead.
Oh yeah, they're just on the bottom. Yeah. Do you think ghosts are scared of ghost sharks?
No, I don't think so.
I think they are. I don't think that stuff just goes away. Sharks are scary. No one's not scared of sharks unless they're people that are going to die early.
No one's not scared.
I like the idea
of
a ghost being scared of something. I think it's a cool concept. Like, what scares?
Would you ever watch Beetlejuice?
What haunts the ghost?
Ghostbusters.
The worm. Yeah.
Who watches the Watchmen?
Exactly.
Good question. Everyone's scared of something.
Same way. Like we had the same consciousness.
Dialing it back to that first ghost. What was it called, Greg?
Muncher.
Blue Slimer. Muncher. He's scared of something. What's he scared of?
Working out.
Cats.
Snakes.
Doesn't like them. Can't watch Garfield. Freaks out.
He hates Mondays too. Garfield's afraid of Mondays, so it just like it all just trickles down. Something's always afraid of something.
There's always a bigger fish. Liam Neeson, Phantom Menace, everybody.
It's true.
He didn't say it that I'll intensely though.
Nobody said anything intensely in the prequels, Greg. It was all 60% energy delivery. Because if they got above that, George was like, guys, what are we trying to do here? What are we trying to do?
Back.
This is one long just a tech video basically for green screen. So let's just dial the fucking performance in and let's go. Come on, phone it in. Let's go.
I don't know. Hayden Christensen was yelling at the end of that where he was like, Anakin, you are the chosen one. He's like, the Jedi, they're arguing, right? He's like, the Sith are evil or whatever.
From my perspective, the Jedi are evil.
My favorite line of any movie. Like, well, you know, from what I heard, actually, Jedis are the bad guys. Like, he should have said it in that way. It was
where's your source on that one, Obi? Because, like, it's not the same where I hear it. You know what I mean?
Terrible.
Don't call me Obi.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, 4, sometimes 5. Best friends gather on these microphones, each coming to bullshit with you and each other. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can get every episode ad free. You can write in to be part of this show. You can watch it live as we record it, just like the Lou is, Mike L is, At Fredo is, Rocket Guardian is. Of course, if you have no bucks to toss away and get that post show we do on patreon.com/kindoffunny. No big deal. You can watch it on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com and podcast services twice a week. Once just us, once with a guest. We have a good time.
That was the intro?
We're
a little bit
more
late.
Hours.
We're 44 minutes late, but it's there as long as we get it in there. We want to thank, of course, our Patreon producers, Kieran O'Donnell, Steve Powers, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Alexander Knoxel, Bill I Am. Today, we're brought to you by MeUndies in Babbel. And hey, guess what? You're not listening to it on patreon.com/kindoffunny. So let's talk about it right now. This episode of the Kind of Funny podcast is brought to you by MeUndies. Let's talk about love. Yep, we're doing it. If there is one thing that got us through the past year, other than that video of dog face vibing to Fleetwood Mac, that was a TikTok as referenced in the show, it's love. And that means getting extra cheesy for Valentine's Day is okay. We'll allow it. Despite everything, we found new ways to match our daily lives together with the ones we love most. That's why MeUndies released their V-Day collection in undies, loungewear, and more, so you and your Valentine can match through it all. Show that special someone how much you care and say those three words everyone wants to hear. Match my undies. And if you're single, no problem. Show yourself some love in something that makes you feel amazing because you deserve that. It's a tired old story, but it's true, ladies and gentlemen. I love MeUndies. It's all I wear for underwear. I bought a sample pair and I liked, or a sample, you know, collection, and I liked it so much that I threw away the rest of my underwear, ordered more MeUndies. Now that's all I wear. And then if you look at Tim, of course, he's always wearing the shirts. Me and Kev are always wearing the pajama pants. We're having a good time. You should be like us. MeUndies, of course, are made from sustainable, breathable, softer than soft fabric, and available in a range of sizes from XS to 4XL. The MeUndies membership gives you and your boo a new pair of undies or socks every month. Members get discounted pricing on everything MeUndies makes, as well as early access to major print launches. MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Our next sponsor is Babbel. In case you don't speak French, hey, I'm Greg, and I don't speak French, and I want to speak French because my wife speaks French, and I'd like to be able to talk to my in-laws without like stilted conversation and me relying on it, and that's why I signed up for Babbel just the other day. Babbel, of course, is the number one selling language learning app. One of my goals for the new year is to learn a new language, and Babbel is key to it. I'm opening it up here. I want to make sure there's no personal information. Because it's going through the, yeah, okay, okay. So I got in there, I got to log in. I've been using the .com, but I have the app now too. Babbel has made the whole process addictively fun and easy with bite-sized lessons you can actually use in the real world. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it perfect, the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Again, I've been using it on my web browser. I've been doing it on my laptop. I can do it at the kitchen. I can do it at the table. I can do it over here. I can do whatever. And yeah, I just got the app that I need to log into, but I'm not showing you my password. Nice try. Unlike most infamous language learning classes you took in high school, that's me, Babbel designs their courses with practical real-world conversations in mind, things you'll use in your everyday life. Other language learning apps use AI for their learning plans, but Babbel lessons were created with over 100 language experts. The kids are out there screaming because they love Babbel so much. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. I need to learn English, apparently. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, when you purchase a three-month subscription to Babbel, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of three. Just go to Babbel.com and use the promo code MORNING. That's BABBEL.com/MORNING. No, code MORNING, sorry, for an extra 3 months. Again, BABBEL.com, code MORNING. Babbel, language for life. All right, when Tim comes back here, everybody act like Nick farted.
No, don't.
Ew, Nick, come on. You can't Nick, fart on air. On.
Disgusting, oh, Nick. Gross. You're gross.
Nice, dude.
Tim, he farted.
Did he really? Did we hear it?
No, we're lying. You couldn't hear it.
Big old, Tim, big old no. guy.
They're playing a joke on you, but for some reason, really the joke's on me.
So, it is. Isn't that
the best joke, Tim? Isn't that the best kind of joke, Tim?
It's, yeah. It's. I got so excited for once for you fucking hyenas, you sharks in the water, and not give me
don't
shit.
Call Barb that.
No, go Barb sharks. Barb is excluded by this president. Barb okay. company excluded, of course. But of course, Tim gets up to, I'm like, I'm so excited they're going to give Tim shit. I get a break. I get a brief respite from you freaking grizzly bears trying to eat a freaking Wolverine. Yeah. And no, I have to be the Wolverine again.
There's so many time. Animals involved in this.
You guys are just eagles. You guys are eagles circling the fish, and I have to be
I lost the analogy a long time ago.
Andy, I never had it. I never had it.
Here's a question for y'all. Now that we're here and we're working in COVID times and we're working from home, how much more are you farting all the time? Because I'll tell you what, a podcast all the time I'm farting. And I'm like, nobody's calling me out in the comments that they hear it or see me do it. So I'm just like, I'm getting away with it. I feel like I'm doing crimes over here.
A keen eye will notice I mute the mic.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Your mic won't pick it. I mean, your mic can't pick you up eating an apple, so I don't think he's going to get a butt
it's
apple.
It's a Discord issue. It's fucking
also, I imagine Andy's farts are, like, very subtle.
No, man. They're kind of funny, powerful.
Are they powerful? Yeah. I imagine they're like this. Can I do the impression of Andy's fart?
I want to close my eyes and picture it.
Is that okay?
Yeah, please.
It's silent. It's 1 o'clock in the morning and you just went to bed. Really quiet. And underneath the covers, you just hear this.
Pew. It just slips out.
That's it.
It almost has a vocal quality to it.
It's trying to get out.
What secrets are in there?
Yeah.
I can see that's an accurate Andy fart. Yeah.
Do your farts sound like questions or statements? That's my question.
What's the punctuation?
What is the punctuation of your farts?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like they're always really loud and forceful. They're always aggressive.
You ever get a fart that like stings your ass?
Yeah.
It feels sharp.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been eating a lot of spicy meatballs lately. And when those things come out, there's a little warmth there that makes me question. Just makes me question. Like, what
was that wet?
What's going on? The other day I got D. I was in the bathroom. Meatballs. And every time you guys ever do the thing where like you fart in the bathroom and then you go, oh, there's a frog in here. Oh, no, there's a frog in here. Or, oh, no, somebody stepped on a moose in here. Well, I ran out of things and what came out of my mouth was, oh, somebody farted in here.
She must hate you.
She like, fucking so much. Hates me. She laughed. Come on, dude. That was fucking funny.
That was
a good one. That's a good one.
Me and Trevor always try to like figure out what our farts sounded like. Like, oh, did you just drop a pebble down a flight of stairs?
Yeah.
Or
exactly.
Did you kick a doorstop somewhere over there?
That's good.
Always trying to come up with the creative way.
Yeah, the pebble one I feel like is more of a rare occurrence where it's almost like a rattle, like a more staccato like rattle. And Nick knows these words, right? Nick,
drum mm-hmm. major, staccato. Yeah. More like a musical term.
Like everyone says, you know, you have those every once in a while. But for the most part, I mean, there have been times. The last time I was in my car was kind of nuts because I was driving, I think, to the studio, and it had to have lasted at least 8 seconds.
Oh,
like
if we were to get machine gun run once?
No, it was just like a. It was like a PS5, like when it's like really, really, or a PS4 when they're really getting revving up. You know, those are the ones that I was kind of alarming. Like, wow, that was in there. How much space were you taking up
deep.
In there?
That was deep in the colon.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, there's not a week that goes by I don't make myself laugh farting. I make myself laugh every single time. I'll fart. I'll be like, God damn, that was a funny
Have
ass
you,
fart. That was
just talked
funny.
To Jeff Ramsey lately?
No. I texted him the other day.
He's been recording his farts.
Oh, great.
And sending them to people.
Great.
Like, that's what he's been doing in quarantine. And he'll label them now. So he'll be like, garlic lasagna Tuesday
night. Wow.
And so, like, you know what I ate. That
doing, like,
too.
The scientific method with all of them. Taking that research, making notes.
I respect
notes.
That.
Put that in like a little Excel spreadsheet, right? Get all like calculate data.
He's gonna start selling them. I think people would pay good money. You know how people pay for like cameos or like video messages? Only farts. Yeah, I was like, people would pay for a customized fart. Like, happy birthday, John.
Okay.
Ringtones.
Question, guys.
Yeah.
Wiki farts.
Yeah. Whose fart would you buy? And now I'm gonna get ahead of it. You have to buy someone's. You can't be like, I wouldn't do that. Got to do it. You got to do it.
Like the, just we're talking just the sound effect of the fart, right?
Can it be posthumous?
Like a little pouch, like a Ziploc bag?
They're not doing the weird shit where they're selling bath water or like farting into a fucking jar.
I mean, it's money makers, smart people.
I buy Jim Carrey's. I buy Jim Carrey fart.
Can we go posthumously? Because Barb, I'm kind of on the same kind of wavelength as you.
Jim Carrey's alive.
I'd go with Chris Farley.
A Chris Farley fart.
I bet that thing is a fart and a half, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that'd be like at least $80, you know?
Or like a Robin Williams fart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would have loved one of those.
I'd be like, I would want something like, oh, that'd be fun. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I would want something steamed, though.
You know, we talk about how the human body has evolved over centuries and centuries of you know, humankind, right? Of the history of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And
how
people have been getting taller, right? The average height back then was like 4.5 feet. We're not really you and I, Kevin and Nick.
We were like know, we would be considered tall back then. It's fucked up.
We would be kings. I'd be on the basketball. I'd be fucking backing up people in the paint and basketball court. Yeah. But I don't think about how human farts sounded back then. I don't think about how humans sounded when they would talk back then. How were the vocal cords, you know?
I think that they sounded dumber. Like, right? Because they've done this, like, they found text that, like, people wrote phonetically. So they kind of had an idea of what people sounded like in, like, ancient Egypt. And
Kev, can you do me a favor and try to find a YouTube video of that, of someone reading what they think that sounds like?
I learned this from a YouTube video, so I think I could.
Please do that.
I'm thinking of the video that went viral earlier this year where they had a mummy in a sarcophagus, and they took a 3D print of the vocal cords and said, let's hear how the mummy sounds.
Oh, that was terrifying. Yeah. It was just crazy.
It was just wild.
Why would they ever? Like, somebody.
They thought.
Was it 2020? That was this year?
Yeah.
Or like.
Yeah, it was last year.
Mm-hmm. In the previous year? Oh, wow.
Fuck.
That's forever ago.
Doesn't it? Yeah. That's the way time goes.
I found the video, but I have no idea where it is or what point. You know what I mean?
You got time. Bring it up.
While you got time, I'm going
to... Well, I mean, but how do I listen to it while I hear you guys?
I don't know.
Oh, that's a good point.
Big brain move. That's how you do it.
Just scrub through. Look.
Find how the people talk challenges.
What I liked is in the live chat, Joe Mertens showed up and said, so late. What did I miss? And J6 says, we talked about ghosts for 40 minutes, Joe. Then Kinda Funny says, Nick farted. Then the Lou says, the intro was read 40 minutes in. Then Devin Park says, milk, ghosts, and farts. Then Mike L says, hey, Joe, talked about the new in quotes Slimer. And then @Fredo says, also milk.
Fredo's here. Nice. Thanks.
No, not Alfredo. @Fredo.
Oh.
Same difference. Same person.
Alfredo makes that Achievement Hunter money. He can't afford to be on our Patreon.
He's a busy man. Busy man.
Whatever.
That's him. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
This is a non sequitur, so I apologize if we're still on this phonetic whatever. Earlier on the stream, I caught it. Ancient Egyptians are dumb. Someone did a 3D scan of a fucking vocal cord, yada, yada, yada. Greg thinks me farting is funny and sexy, whatever. Earlier on the stream today, Blessing brought up a challenge that I think Kevin.
Lost it?
Yes. Now, he was saying, out of all of
really?
Us, Kevin, yes, it was. Kevin doing the busted challenge is something that we, how do we get this going?
It's going to be rough. Kevin hates things like that.
Oh.
The bus it challenge? Are you on TikTok ever, Greg Miller?
I am.
I want you to ask whoever's closest to you right now in your house what the bus it challenge
they
is.
They definitely know.
Portillo, yeah. What's the bus it challenge?
Oh, no. You won't do it.
Portillo probably even knows at this point.
Well, Jen watches a lot of the talks.
Is he going to drop?
Bus it.
Don't think so. Is he? No,
he's not going to.
Bus it. I think my bus getting big.
Oh yeah, so the Nelly song.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know the song. Nelly song. Yeah, and then they drop down, and then they do the transition change, and it's just one of those like, look, I'm just a normal person. I'm not super hot, and then they drop down, and they're like super hot.
Yeah,
okay. That's the challenge.
It's standard fare for TikTok.
That's everything on TikTok. Yeah,
everything.
There's
that's
a little
that's
bit
all
twerking
TikTok
in
is.
There and stuff like
but
that.
But there is a dropping it low that I'm very mystified by, and I feel like if Kevin could do some heavy stretching, he could probably get that badonkadonk down that low, and maybe just get a little. I don't want. We don't need to go like crazy with it, but just like a little shake in it. A little shake.
I don't know. At my age, I don't know if my knees will hold me at that angle for that length of time anymore. And there's a little bounce to it too. Like my goodness.
You don't need to worry about Barb. I don't know how many of these you've seen on TikTok. I've seen
so many.
Hundreds at this point. And I want to say that out of those hundreds, maybe 5 people did it correctly. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm like, the right things aren't even in frame, or like you went to early, or like you're lip syncing some of the words without the other. I'd want some commitment from these people. Mm-hmm. Greg Miller, what's up?
As somebody who occasionally watches the TikTok, and usually it's under the supervision of Jen and Lucy, where they find something funny and then show it to me. Like, I have people taste testing it for me, as all kings do. When I do venture out on my own, in some of the content I find that makes me laugh is when they're like, this filter is supposed to show you what celebrity you look like. And they go like, is that a real thing? Or are they just they're editing that?
They're
what
editing
they do?
No, it's a green screen effect where it's like you use your hand to transition to a photo you've previously chosen.
It's annoying. Why is that fun? You know, that's upsetting.
It's all
because it makes a joke, man. Think about every knock knock joke you've ever heard, Kevin. You know it's going to be a joke. But knock, when you knock, get to Greg. That punchline, don't you laugh? You laugh,
every
Kevin.
Time, every knock, goddamn knock, time. Kevin Coelho thinks knock knock jokes are the best.
I do. There, I like knock knock jokes.
Knock knock, Greg.
Who's it's there, Nick?
Also...
Nick.
Oh, Nick who?
Nick Scarpino.
What do you want?
See if you want to hang out. He's gonna be there.
I hate how, like, as soon as it started, I was like, he doesn't know where he's going. But then there was a break where, like, he had an escape route, but he, like, he chose to. He's like, I'm gonna say it again. See, I'm gonna say it
guys,
again.
You don't understand.
You're right. I'm sorry. I thought
Barb.
You were trying to
Barb,
make comedy.
You should have interrupted, I knew. Barb.
I knew exactly where I was going. I knew where I was going was bad, but I just kept going because we. Are on a podcast.
It's courageous.
You can't pause. Courageous. You can't pause.
I would let you in. I'd invite you in.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
We're getting there. We're going to find this thing. Don't you worry about it. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
I am all about TikTok, though. Like, I spend probably way too much time on that app. Tim, I don't know if you're in the same boat as me.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like,
absolutely. We talked about this on Always Open a while back when I was saying, like TikTok. It's because it's named that because... The clock just goes tick tock. You lose time. There
you're
you go.
Right.
And then Joey Noel taught me something new about this, that the TikTok app doesn't have the time on it anywhere. Because they're trying to like make
it's
you
like
get lost. It's like Vegas in an app.
Wow. They're just they blow oxygen in your face.
Totally.
You always feel refreshed.
It's in the scroll up though. Scroll Joey up. Noel. Like scroll on it. It goes away, right? All right, well, Joey
Noel is a liar.
Do you have an iPhone?
Liar.
I do, yeah. And you know what? God, I love my free dish.
I mean, so that's the thing, Tim, is obviously TikTok, like many platforms, content gets, you know, moved around everywhere. It's similar, you know, you see your parents sharing memes on Facebook. Yeah, I saw that on Reddit like 3 weeks ago or whatever. Same with all these busted challenges, they make their way over to my Instagram Discover page. Mm-hmm. And my Instagram Discover page is, again, like 10% corgis, 8% Samoyed dogs, 12% 3D art, and all the rest of the percentage is just like the hottest things you've ever seen in your life. And it's just like a lot of hot women doing busted challenges or, you know, someone dressed as Deadpool, but except it's just like just the mask and just giant boobs or whatever.
Just the
mask. But it makes me wonder because I know we have a lot of friends in cosplay that often get reported by assholes for content like this. It's like, well, and how does that get reported but not this stuff? Like, is it just a matter of like people being jerks and being assholes and trying to, you know, fuck over people's Instagram pages?
It's that, but also they are getting reported. It's just
oh really okay
getting taken off. But yeah, I'm sure those people are on their fourth or fifth Instagram page as well. Joey Noel has sent me an image.
I see it.
Of her phone. On TikTok. No time.
I have time on mine, though. I have time on mine.
So here's the question. Maybe it's just the ones that, like, the iPhones that don't have the divot.
The notch.
You know?
Oh, like the older ones.
Maybe they just know that, like, they can keep Joey there forever if she can't see the time.
Yeah. She's their. Mm-hmm. She has a special update. She's their prime. She's the one making all the money for them, man. All that
exactly.
Ad watch.
Exactly.
Do they show ads on TikTok?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. So when he's sleeping ads, pretty good.
Here's
ads,
the thing.
I would say.
Thank you very much, Tim. Because I'll tell you right now, as an old man who's looking and using TikTok for the first time, the other night, Jen and I were watching. She wanted to just, she was like, let's just look on yours for a while. And I would stop and I would watch the ads. And she would be like, this is an ad. You can skip it. I'm like, I know, but it's funny.
Yeah,
like, I'm enjoying myself here.
Yeah, for the most part. It just looks like the exact piece of content you'd be scrolling through.
Totally, exactly. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Fits right in.
And it's all vapid nonsense. So,
right.
It's fine.
I want to do an experiment right now. All right. And I need the listeners to you know, sort of, or the users rather,
to report back to us,
because we've talked about how our phones are listening to us before. And I remember one time Kevin mentioned a Koei Tecmo game, I think, or a Bandai Namco game, and then suddenly I was getting ads for that game, and it's like I've never looked for this. Why am I getting this ad after Kevin mentioned it?
Sure.
So I've been getting ads recently for a brand of hoodie called Soft Serve Hoodie. And they are apparently like the softest things ever. And it's like the, you know, it's supposed to be feel really super comfortable and the colors are all really attractive. It's like, damn, I want one of these hoodies, right? They have really nice the color palettes are the ones that I'm really into. Different lavender.
Yeah, they got these pastels.
Yeah, I love those. You're ready pastels, for Easter. Greg. So, chat, don't look up this brand, but let me know if you get served an ad. If you're listening to this out loud and you start, and suddenly it's like you're getting served soft serve hoodie brands, let me know.
Now, did you buy Andy, one yet? Andy, let me blow your mind with this. Like, it's going to happen for the people. It's going to happen for us. That's just how this works. Because last week on this very show, when we had Austin Creed here and we were talking about what movie in-universe song is the best for a song that only exists in that world and it can come out later or whatever, Joey sent me a TikTok later that day of someone having that conversation and bringing up Scotty Doesn't Know. They're listening, man.
That's bullshit, dude. I'm not for this.
I have it, dude.
You doing it in your van every Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Mm. Barbara, wait, software hoodies. I want one anyway.
I'm confused. Austin brought that up last week, and then you got a what? You got a video of someone else talking about it?
Yeah. Remember we talked about that last week?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I recall.
And then
everything's listening all the time.
And then which who? Fictional universe.
You hear the prompt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
I mean, I don't think it's that original of a question. And I think, honestly, it might have been. That's one of those ones where when I asked it, the chat was like, oh, it's from the community group. Because, you know, they talk for like 24 hours a day. So they probably saw it on TikTok, brought it in, and then we're all part of a simulation. You know how it is.
Yeah, that'd be my guess.
Now, why can't you hear that, but you can't hear me eating an apple?
For the because Tim has a microphone that works unlike you. All right? It's the same mic. I don't know what you, yeah, it is the same thing, but you know what Tim doesn't do? Tim doesn't go out with his loser friends, Snowbike Mike and Kevin Ace X at night and stream all these weird games with Nick. So you're putting all sorts of viruses in your computer, in your microphone.
Such
Tim is over there right out of it.
Well, you probably downloaded a virus to the mic.
Exactly. You know what I mean? You're over there screwing around. Brandon H writes into patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like you can, and says, my question is for my fellow Canadian Barbara. If you could introduce the Kind of Funny gang to any specifically Canadian thing, he's not limiting it to food, even though his options, his examples will be, what would it be? For me, it would be pea meal bacon sandwiches in Beaver Tails.
Ooh.
What the hell is a pea meal bacon sandwich?
It is like a thicker kind of bacony food. I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of like... it's just like a thick bacon. I wouldn't call it like a Canadian bacon, though.
Okay.
It's delicious.
It's Googling it's images, like it looks salty. Like a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. They got spices on it, though.
What's a beaver tail?
Yeah, that's what tail. I'm more interested in. Is it a real beaver tail?
No. So a beaver tail is actually a pastry kind of thing. It's like fried dough. It's in the shape of like a beaver tail. So it's like kind of long and round at the edges, and it usually has cinnamon, sugar, sometimes a powdered Nutella sometimes, depending on what you get.
Baby, yes.
You're naming all the things like that sound great.
A little warm too. Yeah.
Okay. So it's like a bear claw. Well, it's not really a bear claw. It's just cute.
Yeah. It's like I was thinking,
when you went by name, I was like, is this one of those like, oh, I'm eating Swedish fish. Oh, like you went to Sweden and ate some fish? Like, nah, like the candies, you know?
Yeah.
Beaver tail. Okay.
Just in the shape of a beaver tail is the only similarity, I think.
Huh. This looks really fucking good. And now I want donuts. I don't know why. My brain, I guess.
I mean, that's the closest equivalent we have.
Yeah, it's got to be right.
You missed out, Nick, and I guess... Andy, and I guess even Tim that one time, right? Yeah, because when we were up in Canada, yeah, not only were they everywhere, but the CNE, when we all went to CNE, I guess that was me, Andy, and Tim, right? They had those out by the pickle pizza truck and stuff. They had beaver tail trucks and stuff.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. I probably thought so real beaver tails.
Yeah, you don't want to eat it. You're very much about protecting the beavers. God, the ham sandwich actually looks great. I was talking shit about it, but I'm looking through all these different things here. It's amazing.
What was what was it called?
Pea meal bacon sandwich. Kevin, can
you toss that
into Google image?
Yeah.
P-E-A-M-E-A-L, all one word, bacon sandwich.
Jesus.
So three words, pea meal bacon sandwich.
You got to feel bad if you're a real beaver, though, and
somebody took your tail.
This is beaver.
I heard these were delicious.
No, I mean, this is just a beaver erasure. Like, there's two pictures of beavers on this page, and everything else is the goddamn fucking dessert. poor guys.
I think beavers are fine with that. The beavers strike me as the kind of animal that wants to fly under the radar. They're not trying to get out there and get a lot of press, if you know what I mean, Greg.
Yeah, they're not. They're not trying to be on the first page.
Beavers are the blue collar worker of the animal world. Yeah, they get out there, they get the job done. They're not out there. They're not. You know what? They're not a raccoon who just eats the trash, makes a lot of noise, wants you to look at it.
Fuck these, dude. One of them has pretzels and Nutella on it. Son of a bitch. These look good.
Yeah, there's like beaver tail places you could get like any toppings you want, basically. Like going to one of those like frozen yogurt places where you're like, I want bananas and sprinkles on this. Like you get whatever you want on it.
Oh,
like
yeah. Oh, yeah. This bacon sandwich looks like, I'm not going to lie, that looks a little too much. I'm seeing that looks like it looks pretty fatty.
Thick.
It looks like it's thick cut bacon, like real thick cut bacon in this sandwich that I'm looking at right here, Greg. And it's crusted with some fried stuff. It looks like it's a heart attack. That's too much.
I have a quick question.
In a heartbeat.
Too much, man.
Is this like an abnormally large size beaver tail? Like this is something like a tourist right here, like this?
They're usually like, I would say you probably have to hold them with two hands when you first get it.
All right.
God, that looks so good. With
it's
the
so
banana.
Ironic to
oh
me, too,
God.
That so much Canadian like treats and stuff like beaver tails, pimento bacon sandwiches, poutine, it's all like so, it's drunk people food. It's so sugary or fatty or just unhealthy for you, but yet Canadians are in pretty okay shape. And it's just like, how are we not just severely obese everywhere?
Years and years and years ago when I went to Quebec for the first time with Jen and then came back, we did a Game Over Greggy show where I you know, I'm probably team fat, and I said, this is the most team fat country I've ever been to. And the way Jen describes it, of course, is that like this works for Quebec mostly, but I guess all of Canada, is that the way of like they get 3 months a year where they can actually go outside and do things, right? And the rest of it, you are, you know, in snowy cabins sheltered away. So, of course, you eat your face off and you're happy, but then you come out and you work out and you do your stuff and you're out chopping wood and doing stuff and putting snow tires on.
A lot of walking. People walk a lot.
Yeah.
So what are your answers, Barb?
Yeah, what would you bring? What would you introduce us to?
Man, I mean, I feel like my mind instantly goes to food. Greg, I feel like you've probably had a lot of Canadian things at this point.
I have been blessed that way, yes.
I would love to take you guys to a Canadian NHL game. If you've been to one in the States, I would say it's very different when you're at a hockey game in Canada. It's like fucking insane, rowdy, screaming.
It's like going to a soccer game here compared to like one in Spain or something.
Yeah. Those are fun. And that and ketchup chips, I think, are like.
What's a ketchup chip? Flavored ketchup?
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Interesting.
They are so good.
All dressed are great chips.
All dressed are also good, yes.
All dressed chips are incredible.
There's actually something that I want to look into getting again. I had this a few years ago. It's a subscription box where you could choose a country to get snacks from every month.
Oh.
It's called X-Pack, which I think is like a genius name. There's one for Canada, so you guys can get some Canadian snacks from Canada if you hook it up.
That's cool.
That sounds like an awesome... We should do that for the show. I think that'd be cool to like
just try
it.
Just want free food.
Yeah.
Andy, I'll do that show with you.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Andy, what did you have the other day? You had like spicy ruffles or something like that?
Oh, no, it's a brand new ruffle flavor that I think we're going to do like another fake KFAF ranking for. It's a brand new addition to the Flamin' Hot lineup because I'm of the belief that the standard Lay's chip has evolved. We have the better version of it. It's the baked Lay's. I'm of the belief that the baked versions of, not the baked Cheetos. Baked Cheetos kind of shitty, but
baked Cheetos suck.
But baked barbecue Lay's, baked regular Lay's, the form and the function and the crispiness and just the texture and the feeling, phenomenal. They have now introduced Flamin' Hot baked ruffles.
Interesting. I'd be willing to try that one.
Tim, it is a must-buy, dude. Like, obviously, I love the regular standard of the standard chip, the regular taste of the standard chip, but adding Flamin' Hot, these dudes pack a punch. Oh, my God, they're really good, and they're spicy as hell.
Is everyone here of the understanding that baked Lay's are better than normal Lay's?
Yes. Yeah. And here's why. Because normal Lay's
are just
too crazy.
Let me get you a bag of barbecue baked Lay's, dude.
I've had them, and I enjoy them. I'm not taking away from that. It's just one of those things. Like I don't mean this as an insult. They're just basic to the point. Like I'm never craving either version of just a Lay's potato chip, a hot Cheeto. Sure. A Dorito. Sure. I see that. I'm in the mood for it. I think the other day, Jen bought the dill pickle Lays. Delicious. You know what I mean? Incredible. That's what I was looking for.
Here's what I would say. Like, I couldn't imagine how happy I would be if I had a pickle flavored baked Lay. You know?
Sure.
Like, bring all those flavors over here. Make this the new standard. It's 2021, right? Trump's out of office. We're a better
Anything
country
can happen now.
Immediately, yeah. Right? Now let's add these cool new flavors, right? We already got the Flamin' Hot. Let's add pickle. I love the pickle, Greg. Love the pickle one. You know I love a good pickle.
Barb, have you ever had a pickle at a movie theater?
I have.
Did you before?
She's Austin? In Texas. Of course she has.
Did I before Austin? No, I did not. Yeah. I have at the Alamo. Everything
was weird when the first
side.
Time you saw what? It?
Yeah, what was your like first reaction? Like, were you prepared for
See,
that?
See, even right now, I don't feel it's being presented correctly in terms of the Alamo. Yeah, like you get a burger or you get an appetizer of fried pickles. Remember, Andy, when he introduced this and tried to make us feel crazy, was he went to any theater, would get a thing of popcorn and then just a dill pickle. And would sit in his theater like this. You know what I mean? Like, that's weird.
Yeah, never heard of that.
You never heard that, Bart. You've never been like, well, I guess you only go to the Alamo, right?
I mean, I've been to like a Smart. Cinemark here and
in
there,
Texas.
But... In Texas, yeah.
Fuck, because like pickles are available at like every Cinemark, or if you've ever heard of Carmike Theater or AMC, like you get pickles and popcorn. That's just kind of what you do. And I will never forget their reaction and also my subsequent reaction to saying like, I'm excited for tonight, man. We're going to watch this movie. I'm going to get a little bag of popcorn and a pickle. And they're all like, everybody turned to me like, pickle? What are you talking about? Like, and I was like, fuck? What are you talking about?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I they love thought, pickles.
We all love pickles.
We love Clausen pickles. Clausen pickles.
They thought I was trolling them. Chocolate. I thought they were trolling me. And then I Googled it, found a BuzzFeed article that was like, Texans think that, you know, or what did it say? West Coast people think that Texans are weird for eating popcorn and pickles. It was very, very specific. This this article.
Did you write
very,
it?
Yeah, I'm pretty much.
My Tim Gettys.
Might as well have written it. Yeah. But it was bizarre. But I tweeted it out. A lot of people around the country saying like, yeah, we have pickles with our popcorn here. And some people being like, you're wacky. You're a wacky
guy. I'll never, you know, I'm indebted to you because then I got the pickle sprinkles that I put on the popcorn and shake it up. Yeah, I know. What's up?
This is where it's at right here. This is where it's at right there. Twang. You get that pickle punch twang.
Twang. Yeah. Yeah.
Literally the first article. I just Googled pickles and popcorn. First article. Texans eat pickles at the movie theater and they think everyone else does too. And there's pictures of people
That's
holding
it.
A pickle wrapped in a napkin.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Popcorn next to
Yeah, it's a pickle-shaped napkin. Like, they make napkins for pickles, dude.
What the hell? See, this is going too far. Like, this is...
Yeah.
I know well, this is a years-old conversation.
It's a pouch.
Andy, I still feel like you're fucking with me now. You're telling me there's a pickle pouch?
Yeah, no. it's like a pouch. It's like a paper bag almost, but it's sized for a pickle. And they have the big-ass jars. They get the tongs in there. They put it in the little slip, and you have yourself a pickle.
All right. I'm Googling pickle pouch.
So good. Dude.
No, don't, Tim. Pickle pouch. There's a lot of things that go into that pouch. Name.
Yeah. Tim, Google it. Google you it.
Know, send it to me.
No, Tim, Google it and link me to the first result you find. I don't even want to look. I don't even want to look. Just send me the
list. It's not as fun as you'd think it would be, but there are just a lot of... Just like pickles,
and there's also the pickles in the bag, similar
pickles
to how in elementary.
Bag pickles, yeah.
Remember when elementary, when they got rid of the milk cartons or the oranges cartons, and they introduced the bags, the little pokeable bags at Capri Suns.
Mm-hmm. No, that never happened.
Same thing
in
with
middle
that.
School.
Oh, really? It happened in elementary, and it was a weird transition, dude. Kids were fucking like poking themselves in the eyes and going to
sharp straws because the straw
died.
Had the sharp side of it.
Yeah, yeah.
The kids
dangerous.
Would just run around stabbing each other with the freaking straws.
Dangerous
I don't
time.
Like that one did. No.
Palmer Elementary.
But then every once in a while, it'd be chocolate milk, and it'd be really exciting, and the emphasis would be on the right word. It was awesome.
Damn.
Chocolate milk? Mm-hmm. You just put chocolate. It on chocolate milk. You just said it like that.
Chocolate
milk. I'll be right back.
I'm so confused. What is the right way to do it? I don't want to be wrong.
There's no right way. There's no wrong way.
No.
It's chocolate milk. It's all gravy, you know?
Barb, you don't understand. With these people, with these freaking lions out there in the tall grass.
Barbara, what you don't understand is that some people on this podcast understand it's all fun and games, and we give each other shit, and then we everybody gives each other shit, and it's a great time. And then other people on this podcast in yellow hats give shit to people, and then when they get it back, they fucking crumple like a wet Kleenex. They just disintegrate and fall apart.
Tim.
Kevin, can you show the video I just sent you? I want to show it to Nick. I assume Nick doesn't know it. Nick, heads up. You're done playing Apex forever.
Okay.
Oh, he
plays some fucking Fortnite as the Terminator and Sarah Connor tonight.
What the hell? Sounds
come play Fortnite as the Terminator and Sarah Connor. Sorry, Andy. You and the Pickle Van pals are going to have to find another one for Warzone or whatever, all right?
No. Here's the thing. You can say whatever you want about Tim, okay?
But I draw
a line when you start talking to shit about the Squid Squad, okay? These are human beings who are out there doing God's work.
Yeah.
Good. Say what you want about Tim.
I want everyone to know that he started this podcast making fun of us for being hyenas. He ends it saying we're lions. Like, I just want some consistency, Nick. What are we?
You know what? You're my friend.
That's
good.
That's
sweet. The end.
That's very, very sweet. That's
so beautiful. I'm not going to ask Barbara to defend Trevor or anything like that, but I still can't get it off the brain drinking milk with dinner.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, there's a lot of things of how you're raised and things like that, and I've heard this before.
I could bring him in here and see.
It can't.
Not something adults do.
Do you think it's weird, Barb?
No, but I also grew up with a family. We went through like 14 liters of milk a week or something like that.
You were getting bagged milk, probably, right?
Yeah, we were getting bagged milk. We were a milk family.
Bagged milk.
So here's Yeah, in Canada they have bags of milk. They don't.
Oh, I guess that's
jugs.
Another thing I'd introduce you to is bagged milk.
What is bagged milk? I gotta Google.
They come in bags.
You buy a reusable pitcher, right? And then what you do is you buy bags of milk, and you don't pour the milk into the pitcher. You put the bag of milk into the pitcher.
And then an edge off.
Why not just pour the milk and put a lid on it?
It takes up less space. It is better for the environment. It's recyclable. And all that stuff.
I have so many issues. It takes up less space, but don't you keep it in the container?
Yeah, no, but the container's reusable. So
you're still
going to
throw out the... Yeah, no, and that's fine.
You have to wash the container, though.
Yeah, but you should be washing the container regardless. Because it's going to... A little bit of milk's going to spill out.
Yeah, I mean, you rinse it.
Don't cry over it.
Yeah. Now here's my question. Then now, as somebody who's drinking, you know, milk still here in the United States now, are you able to open a milk carton? No problem.
Yes.
What's
but
your carton opening skills?
So Trevor will get like the jugs. So with the screw lid on the top.
One of the things here in America is that, like, you know, when we get like an eggnog or something, or when we just need a little bit of it, sometimes Jen will struggle with opening the folds and where to pull and stuff because it's so foreign to her. She's never done
that's interesting.
Just a long time ago, we told her.
Wait.
I've done it for you plenty of times. Was it really?
Get a container out right now.
Lucy's
get a milk out right
now.
Now.
I guess. You know what I mean? Sorry, I'm opening milk so much left and right around here.
Yeah. No. Wow, Nick. Look at Greg, dude.
Barf.
He was talking shit about you and the memory stuff. Now look at him, dude.
Oh, no. At least the thing I did, I was actually still part of the story I told.
We were talking about how we got water as kids, and I always just assumed that, you know, you had the refrigerator with the, you know, little purifier built in or whatever. Because water back home, not super great in South Texas. But I kind of remember that for the first maybe 6 or 7 years of my life, that we would drive to this thing called the water mill. And you would take your big ass fucking, like, gigantic container.
Sure.
And you would put some quarters in the slot. And there was like three sides to it. So it was like, you know how you go to dispense tickets at a fucking, you know, Chuck E. Cheese or whatever. But you put some quarters in, you put your water up into the thing, and then you would select how much water you wanted to come out. And it would just fill up this giant barrel of water. And I forgot that we did that as a kid because it was a weird chore to do because it was always way too heavy for me. I was always the tiniest kid possible. Now, super tall, obviously. But
huge.
Yeah, huge. But we had this giant thing, and I kind of forgot. I don't know if anybody else did that as a kid because it was
they still do
huge those part of my childhood.
There's a Lucky over here. Or, yeah, Lucky over here that they've got the, it's like a machine you go up to. You take the, it was like a 5 gallon, maybe 50 gallon container of water.
I found a photo of it, Kevin. I'm going to send this to you. Where should I send this?
Assets.
I'll send it to Assets.
Well, while it's being sent, Nick Scarpino from kindoffunny.com has a question.
Go back to the bag of milk, because I'm seeing very large bags of milk here. And my question to you, Barb, is, did you ever get like a piercing in the bag by accident and then it shoots out a stream of milk all over the supermarket?
Mm-mm, never. I've never seen it pierced before.
These bags look so flimsy.
It is actually a pretty thick plastic.
Oh, wow.
So has anybody ever combined what we're talking about and taken a straw, just went straight into that thing?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. People like at school, Tim, they have bag lunch, bag milks.
Well, no, yeah, we have that.
They brought that up on this episode, Nick.
Oh, okay.
Andy and Tim brought that.
That's so weird. I'm looking
I'm sorry. I don't want to hurt you as much as I do.
No, I understand. I'm sorry, Kev. I'm looking at bag milks right here. I just caught that. Yeah, you're right. I remember them talking about that earlier. Thank you. Let's look at Andy's picture of when he had to go out to the fucking mountains to get Himalayan water or whatever the fuck he had
to
do.
It's a weird ass thing.
That is a weird fucking thing. Yeah. So what did your jug? Was it like? Because we had bad water. We were out in unincorporated Glen Ellyn. What up? Shout out. No sidewalks. And like the water there was bad water too. So it was like, yeah, that water softener, but we didn't like drinking it. So for a long time, we had the sparkling spring. Like the guy brings the giant jug to your door and puts it down. And then you have like two there and you put it into the machine.
Fancy.
And then you hold the little thing like you're in an office. It's not that fancy. It's not that fancy.
That sounds crazy.
Just Greg, just so you know, you're getting water delivered. That's fancy. All right.
Yeah. I've never seen this contraption. I assure you, Greg and Jamie Miller would have fucking had me a draft. Well, I wouldn't have had anything to do with it. But when they were going to the supermarket, they would have gotten this.
The tank that you sort of take to these dispensers, very similar to the ones that you flip upside down in like a water cooler type thing.
Yeah,
they were way bigger. Like these things were gigantic. And I don't even remember where we store. I don't remember filling these things up and like, did we just put them somewhere in the kitchen? What the fuck do we do this thing? I don't remember.
Are you sure that they were gigantic or were you just small?
Maybe you were smaller.
I was real small. Yeah, maybe I was real small.
Because I don't think they would make them any. It doesn't make sense to make them any bigger than what we're seeing here. These sparkling water things were heavy as fuck.
These are big, yeah.
I've never seen one of these in real life filled with water. Anytime I've ever seen one in SF, it's always been filled with like coins and shit.
Sure.
Like so many families I know use that as like a piggy bank.
Tim, you know the stations that I'm talking about, right? Like outside the Lucky's by the...
Yeah, and I've always wondered why that was a thing. I always thought it had more to do with cars than anything else.
I've seen people fill up their water jugs.
I found the one that we would go to.
I interned at my first and only ever internship, because I did it for 3 units instead of one, and I'm stupid. But when I interned at Egg Pictures, which was Jodie Foster's production company, they used to make me have to do the flippy thing where you have to flip over the Sparklets water thing on, because I was like apparently, I don't know, they thought I could lift stuff. And I've never had more anxiety in my life than like having people who could potentially hire me for like my first ever film job watch me just haphazardly pour a shit ton of water everywhere by accident.
Water everywhere.
That's always looked like it's an anxiety thing, like anxiety-filled thing.
You got to go fast. Sure. You got to commit.
Yeah. You've got it. It's like when you're swinging the axe. You just got to be committed. You're going up and over, and it's going in. You know what I mean? And you're going to hit the target, absolutely. Or it's going to be a wet floor.
So that's how it's got to be. Is this what your guys' milk looked like in school? Because, again, this never happened for me. We always had the small
cartons. I never had that either. We had cartons.
No, we never had a chocolate. It was always just regular milk or orange juice. Yeah.
See, that's what I was saying is once a week it would be chocolate for us.
Oh.
But, yeah, there was a switch maybe when I was in, like, third grade where it went from the more traditional cartons you have to open with the flaps to these guys.
Ours were a lot more horizontal also. They look like a Hot Pocket sleeve.
More length.
This
is more of a girth thing.
Eventually, when we got rid of in grade school and junior high or whatever, when we got rid of milk cartons, it became the plastic bottles with the like pull tab tops where you'd pull it like
plastic bottles. You fancy
the milk
man.
Jugs.
Fuck you, Kevin. Fuck you. The one thing I want to end on here before we get into the post show, right, on this milk conversation, is like I feel like when you talk about milk for dinner, I find it wholly disgusting. And I granted, I just don't drink milk, period, really. So it's like not a thing. but then to think about certain meals with it. And the one that I always jump to, and it was an old IGN story of an editor there who drank milk and would eat spaghetti. Oh. And I find that to be the most horrifying thing. But Jonathan Stab in the chat says nothing better than milk after eating something with tomatoes in it. Pizza, spaghetti, you name it. The milk enhances the acid of the tomato.
Gross. Oh, I was going to say it's maybe nice for like getting rid of spice.
Like sure, yeah, like hot wings or whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, my friend Javi would always drink milk with pizza or spaghetti, and it was just the grossest fucking
thing. I only like milk with certain foods. Chocolate, peanut butter. That's pretty much it.
That's any a solid cake, list. Right? Of any sort?
Yeah any cake is good.
Cookie, I'm but always like, down for.
With like a savory meal, that's not for me.
That's not what it's
I'm not drinking milk after a bag of Flamin' Hot Fries or something.
Or like with a burger.
Well, I mean.
Ugh.
It's true. It's gross.
I guess it just depends how cold it is.
I've never heard about this like cup. Or this vase thing with the milk, that just seems so weird to me. Like, why not just have a container that you guys reuse?
Because it is a reasonable
container.
But just like, pour the milk into the container.
Yeah, exactly, and put a top on it.
But no, then you have an open top milk container in the fridge. And then
Hold on. You can't seal this, so the cut hole is still open. So you still have an open container.
It's tiny.
This is a small hole, Kevin.
It's so easy just to be like, oh, I got to replace the milk bag. Poop, poop, shoop. That's it. You don't have to like fuss about with pouring.
But you can also just open the bag.
This is not
right. And just pour it into a pitcher that could be sealed closed. And put it into the refrigerator.
And then thus will probably
stay longer.
Listen, I'm sure there's people who do that.
Yeah, probably. Because what about the cylindrical, I always think about this one cylindrical pitcher I had that we always put pink lemonade in for whatever reason. Like the country crock, or what do you know? Country time? Country?
Yeah, country. Oh, wait. For country crock's butter.
Country time lemonade?
Country time lemonade. Yeah, that's right.
Lemonade.
It was the lid where one side of it has the big gaping hole. Mm-hmm. The other side has the four lines.
Mm.
And then you turn it. Spin the top to say, I want the big gaping hole.
Uh-huh.
Or
but
I want the three
if you leave it in the middle, it's closed, right?
If it's closed, exactly, Kevin. If it's in the middle, it's brilliant. Sealed off.
Instead, these monsters just buy the milk pitchers, which is just meant to put a bag in. Because this reads
as like a similar thing to like forks versus chopsticks, where it's like there are cultural reasons and there's a lot of history that goes behind a bunch of it. And at the end of the day, a lot of people are making good points on a bunch of different sides. But what you're used to is what you're going to fight for is saying is right. Even though it's like a lot of us are probably like, I'd prefer to use a fork. I could use chopsticks, but I prefer to use a fork because we're used to it, you know? Whereas like a lot of my friends prefer to use chopsticks for everything. And I'm like, that's crazy to me, but they're just used to it because they grew up with it. So it's like this weird Canadian milk bag.
Dude, This is freaking me out on a weird level.
It sounds like an insult.
You just pulled such a Nick right there. You were so in support of it right up until the 99% bar, and then you flipped it. You flipped it, which was good. Kudos to you. Welcome to the dark side.
Ladies and gentlemen. This has been the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on these microphones, coming to bullshit with you and each other. Barb, thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Oh, literally anytime. I love you guys. Yeah. I love doing podcasts and stuff with y'all. So
we love you. We miss you.
Anytime.
Very much.
Where can people keep up with you?
They keep up with me on all things Rooster Teeth, roosterteeth.com. We're live streaming. We got tons of videos every day, all day. And then personally, you could find me on all social media at B Dunkelman. That's B-D-U-N-K-E-L-M-A-N.
Got it. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, the show isn't over. You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny right now to get the post show we're going to do exclusively over there. Of course, you can get every episode of the Kind of Funny podcast over there ad-free and help keep the mics on. But if you got no bucks, toss our way. No big deal. Subscribe on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Podcast services around the globe. Until next time, Nick, take it away.
You know, when I was in Italy, this makes me think of this, Andy. I'm in Italy, and I ask for a bowl of cereal, and they heat the milk before they put in the cereal.
Get the fuck out.
My mom had to explain to my grandmother. She was like, well, you know, they don't – in the States, we like our milk cold. And then my grandmother was like, okay. And then I asked for a Coke, and she was like, no problem. Gave me a warm Coke, and I'm like, fuck this country.
Wow. How could you hate ice? I just don't get it.
Yeah, it freaks ice back me then. Out.
They're fine now. The Europeans have come a long time. Like we've gotten them to right. come aboard on the ice train. But man, sure. when you go to like when I was in I forgot what last guy London for instance, I go, can I get a Diet Coke? Sure, we only have Coke Zero. I'm okay with that. I like Coke Zero. Cool. Can I get a glass of ice too? One cube of ice in a glass that can Kevin clearly hold three cubes of ice. fill the glass. What are you charging by the cube? Let's go. Come on. Jesus Christ,
it
people.
It makes me uncomfortable.
I digress. Although I do love Europe's like adherence to the small bottles of Diet Coke. I love those little small bottles, Andy. I order like 15 of them every time I go anywhere at like $4 a pop.
By the way, Barb, this is our post show.
We're in a post show.
Oh, are we in it now? Small?
Now we are. Right now we're in the post show.
Okay. Yeah,